Welcome to Gynecologic Oncology Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Robert Coleman, and to begin, he commented on two recent papers he co-authored focusing on the initial management of ovarian cancer and the evolving concept of optimal cytoreductive surgery and the decision, based primarily on laparoscopy, on whether to proceed directly to surgery or use neoadjuvant chemotherapy.
We feel very strongly that this is probably one of the key decision points in a patient who comes with a new diagnosis. We'd like all those patients, regardless of whether or not we feel like they're good candidates, to be at least evaluated by a gynecologic oncologist because of the importance of the surgical question. Our friends over in Germany did a really nice study where they collected about three of their essentially negative chemotherapy trials, and they looked at the outcomes of surgery across the conglomerate of that about 3,500 patient cohort. And they showed that while patients with less than a centimeter residual disease, which was previously called optimal, did better than those that had more than one centimeter disease, the real difference were the patients who had no visible residual. So what we did is we've kind of redefined what we consider as optimal. Optimal being that there's no visible residual. And what that did was that if you look at the cohort of patients going to surgery, we used to say about 75% of those could be made optimal with a good surgery. Now that number changes to about 25-30%. And what we tried to do is figure out a way to increase that number. And that's kind of what led to this personalized approach to surgery.
What are some of the elements that go into what you call, you know, a personalized surgical approach?
So we adopted that model using R0, meaning no visible residual, as the go, no-go kind of decision. So we then, and this was not an easy undertaking, I will tell you, because when you have 21 gynecologic oncologists like we do in our department, getting them all to agree to do it this way was in itself reportable. But we did. We had a retreat, and we got everybody on board and said, listen, we're going to try this. We're going to use this algorithm for screening patients. We're going to validate the scoring system. And what our hope is that we're going to improve outcomes because the R0 rates will increase in both groups, not only the neoadjuvant group, but also in the primary surgery group. So that's what that figure is representing. What we needed, though, is we needed some type of quality control. So that's why there's a second surgeon built into that algorithm. We started this algorithm in April of 2013. And so every case that was taken to the OR who had a scope had two independent reviewers of the degree of the tumor that was in the peritoneal cavity. And so we assessed that against seven specific points, and each of those got either a zero or a two. For patients that had eight or higher, those patients were then triaged to neoadjuvant chemotherapy, and those with a score of 0, 2, or 4, or 6 were then triaged to primary surgery.